This is an attempt to undermine the legitimate government in Juba.
But where lies the freedom of speech? Your constitution allows freedom of speech. So if an opposition member is allowed to speak freely in a neighboring country, why should it be a problem to your administration? And why should the government in Juba say that it is undermining its legitimacy?
Yes, under Article 24 of our constitution guarantees the freedom of expression inside the country here. But these people who have actually taken arms, the opposition, the type of opposition in South Sudan is an opposition that is taking arms. No matter whatever they say, they will also go down and be practically, using the force of arms to change the government. So this is not a normal, and it's not a normal opposition. So if it happens to even to the United States of America, the American would protest that.
Your government has also protested the meeting of Riek Machar and Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta recently, saying that President Kenyatta should not host or meet Riek Machar. Why is your government doing this when you want to find a way of resolving this peacefully through dialogue?
My brother, you are a very informed journalist, and the red carpet is not given to people other than the head of state of a sovereign country. Republic of South Sudan is a sovereign country that is a full member of the United Nations, that is a full member of AU and a full member of all the international body. So, for the government of Kenya to accord a rebel leader a red carpet is an insult to the sovereignty of South Sudan. And so any country can do this. Every country has oppositions, even the official oppositions, that is elected to be in the parliament. But at the same time, they are not accorded red carpet when they are visiting foreign country. We don't do that for Kenyan opposition leader. If Raila Odinga come to South Sudan, we cannot give him a red carpet. Why should Kenya do that for us? It's an insult to the Republic of South Sudan.
But he was a former vice president, and the Kenyan president, as you know, is one person who is trying to help resolve this conflict. So if, according him, some form of comfort will help resolve the issues in South Sudan, why shouldn't that be done? Why should that be an offense?
If the president of Kenya was, hosting the rebel leader in South Sudan on the basis of his being former vice president, it should have been William Ruto doing that. William Ruto is the vice president of Kenya, and there's no need for President Kenyatta to receive somebody who was a vice president. His counterpart is none other than Salva Kiir Mayardit. That is his counterpart. He can receive President Salva Kiir, but he cannot. Okay, if he received the rebel leader in an attempt to bring the two sides closer to each other, then he should not accord him a red carpet. Otherwise, that one is a violation of international law by according a rebel leader that is attempting to overthrow a legitimate government, and accord them the red carpet, when in fact the counterpart to Riek Machar, if it was on the basis of his being former vice president, he should have been received by William Ruto, the vice president of Kenya, not President Kenyatta.